Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Krigler Show. Oh, it has been, always will be, The Krigler Show. Oh, yes. Rhonda's looking good. Are you chilling? She's chilling. Oh, you can't even see her. That's okay. She's got such a good spotlight. How you guys doing? How's everyone doing? It is a Friday. You know what that means. I'm going to be jamming after the show, rocking out some tunes, just like I do Friday night jams. You know how I do. Anyway, how was your week? I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend planned. It is the weekend. I hope you, you know, get out and enjoy and relax and recognize that you're alive and we're living on this wonderful planet named Earth. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about some interesting things. A UFO was actually spotted, and my UFO is not actually spinning right now. I should fix that. Hey, come on. Work with me here. Come on. Work with me, Newport. Calm it down, buddy. Ooh, that was quick. Ooh, quick. All right, let's start it out by spinning. There was a UFO spotted. Let me spin this thing. Spinning the UFO. Straight up, crazy looking thing. This was a year ago. No, excuse me, 2 years ago. It's 2021. It's no longer 2020. I have to remind myself that because it feels like it never ends. 2021 after all, right? See what it did there? Anyway. So I got some, it's pretty interesting, and they have it filmed. It's from the U.S. Navy, and I'm going to show the video to you guys, and I'm going to read the transcripts of the discussion being made that they had over this thing, and it's interesting. They didn't know what it was, and they're like, what is going on there? This was, of course, brought to my attention from Neo Unrealist. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Very cool. I'm really looking forward to showing you guys. It's pretty cool stuff. All right, then we're going to talk about Kurt Cobain files. Now, I don't know if you guys knew about this, but the FBI quietly released some information about how they had no jurisdiction, even though it seemed really suspect, and they're still working on the case. And it's interesting. I'm going to talk about that. I don't know if you know much about what happened with Kurt Cobain. Supposedly, he shot himself. It was very suspect. People thought it was Courtney Love, but, you know, it was ruled a suicide, and everyone was like, shh, that's it. It's a suicide. Let's move on. Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see about that, right? Yeah. We'll see about that. Okay. I found a report that says the increase of CO2 has actually increased the amount of trees and the amount of vegetation on the planet. By like 14%. It's a big boost. And I read another report saying that the Earth will be out of oxygen in 1 billion years. In 1 billion years, we're going to be kaput because there won't be any more oxygen in the atmosphere. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to have to burst your bubble. I know I was saying, like, have a wonderful weekend, but just know in a billion years, there's going to be no oxygen to breathe. I think we'll be fine. Right? That's a billion years. Yeah, that's from Forbes. Anyway, so we're I'm going to read about that. Very cool. And then I want to talk about SOS. Do you know what SOS stands for? I do. And I'm not going to tell you till later on in the show. We're going to talk about where the origins of SOS. You know, like the emergency, the Morse code. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so we're going to talk about what that means, where that's from, and why should we even care? I mean, well, really, who uses Morse code anyway, right? But anyway, we'll talk about it. Okay, before we move on, just know you can find yourself some delicious coffee over at Krigler Coffee. And please, please, please go to the Instagram and give it a follow. And post up hashtag Krigler Coffee on anything you... If you get some Krigler Coffee, look at this beautiful picture. Someone got the Catalyst Blend, which is my preferred blend out of the many different ones that we offer. And we post it up. So tag it. Tag hashtag Krigler Coffee. And we'll post your pictures. So thank you. I appreciate that. You guys are fantastic. All right. First things first. This is awesome. All right. I'm going to show this video. This is from the U.S. Navy from 2019, okay? Recent, 2019. All right, the U.S. Navy filmed a spherical-shaped UFO going into the water. Check this out.
Took off. Spooking it.
Okay, I just want I want to warn somebody. For those listeners out there, they do swear. Okay, there is a swear word coming up. I want to warn you. Okay, there is a swear word in here, but it's raw footage, and I need you guys to see this because this is incredible. All right. Actually, you know what? Maybe I'll mute it because I'm going to read the transcripts, and I can actually just avoid the word. So I am going to mute it so you guys can watch it. I don't want to blast it out. They swear a little bit in this. I mean, wouldn't you? Look at this thing. It's a spherical object flying. What is that? What could that be? This is from Jeremy Corbell, by the way. Okay, look at that object. That doesn't make any sense. That thing is flying along the ocean. All right, and I have the details about how far it's traveling, how fast it's traveling. There's a few other things that we're going to talk about. Look at this. What is that thing? What could that be? You know? And they continue. Oh, how long is this? It's almost over. Watch. It's going, getting lower and lower, and then splashes into the water. What? Yeah, check this out. So the U.S. Navy filmed spherical-shaped UFOs. UFOs, plural. Check it out. The U.S. Navy photographed and filmed spherical-shaped UFOs and advanced transmedium vehicles. Here are some of that footage. So that's what that was. This footage was filmed in the CIC Combat Information Center of the USS Omaha on July 15th, 2019, in a warning area off San Diego. This footage depicts a UAP event series that reached a crescendo with one of the unknown targets entering the water. No wreckage found. None of the unknown craft were recovered. That is weird. Okay, this is one of 14 different of the vehicles that they saw. This was just the main one that they saw go into the water. Okay, here's the exact location. This was 11 p.m. Pacific time. All right, so here's the details. It was 14 targets, a minimum of 14 targets. A minimum of 6 feet in diameter, solid mass, varying speeds between 46 miles per hour and 158 miles an hour. Flight lasting longer than an hour. Unknowns were illuminated. Unable to discern origin, nor launch or landing points. Unknown vehicles picked up more than two types of radar, or on more than two types of radar. Still images of the footage were included in the May 1st, 2020 UAPTF intelligence briefing that I have previously reported on. This is, of course, Jeremy that is talking here. It is noted in intelligence reports that the spherical craft appeared to be transmedium capable and were observing descending into the water without destruction. Okay, transmedium means it can travel in different mediums, which is the air and the water. It is noted in intelligence reports that the spherical craft could not be found upon entry to the water, that a submarine was used in the search and recovered nothing. This footage is unclassified. Craft remain officially unidentified. Okay? Now, this is the transcript that you guys missed. I'm going to read it, and I'll avoid some of the words that are spicier. So it took off, booking it. This is them having a conversation. Break Omaha, Piccany, Kid, Rafael, Peralta, possibly to launch Hilo ASAP. So they were prepping to get a Hilo to try to go and like see what this thing was. If it splashes, you get a bearing and range. Yes, sir. Keep going, bro. It is windy as beep out there. I got a lot of white water out there. 6 foot swells. Whoa, it's getting close. We have a 31 knots sustained wind topside, gust of 40 knots. Whoa, it's splashed, spat down. Mark bearing and range. So the very end of the video, you hear them. Mark bearing and range. Let's get over there, essentially. We have to go find out what that is. Okay, so they tried. They went over there. Okay, and this is a summary presented by Jeremy Corbell, who is from. He's a well-known, I guess, ufologist. Is that how you would say it? Potentially. What's presented here is genuine UFO UAP footage evidence with impressive provenance. There are images and video shot by our U.S. military during a variety of UAP encounters, incursions, by seemingly advanced transmedium vehicles of unknown origin, interacting and observing our Navy's warships and fleet deployments in a restricted airspace. The night vision and FLIR technologies represented in this content, in this case, is tied into some of the most sophisticated weapon systems known to humankind. The evidence here must be differentiated from other UAP documentation due to the context of capture alone. Collectively, this data drop represents a small section within a large mosaic of UAP awareness by our DOD, and its presence in classified series of intelligence briefings clearly demonstrates how the UAP subject is being viewed, pursued, and handled by the United States defense industry. It is my hope that these materials will be representative of a unique moment in modern history, a possible turning point towards the rational and transparent approach of investigating and exploring the mystery of UFO phenomenon. So here, in an opportunity for anyone and anyone or everyone to go ahead and seek out the information for yourselves. We do not know what, if anything, the Navy or Pentagon might be willing to say about the USS Omaha incident, but we are confident the incident is legitimate mystery and look forward to whatever information might be forthcoming. Someone just said in chat, I want to believe. Me too. Me too. I want to believe it. I want to see it. Okay? I want to see it. But Neo Unrealist, who sent me this, makes a good point. Here's him retweeting it here. Say, I can't say 100% extraterrestrial, but as far as I know, there is no known civilization on this planet that can make a vehicle, manned or unmanned, that can do what that object did and still function. Transmedium, we don't have it. Okay, the closest we have maybe is a starship or, you know, vehicles that can become boats, right? But nothing that can fly and then go under the water and survive. They didn't find anything. They knew exactly where it landed. They watched it land. They marked its heading and bearing and went there and didn't find anything. They used submarines. They were looking. There was 14 of these unidentified objects. What is it then? What is it? You know what? I gotta do another spin. I feel like this deserves another spin. No? Am I right? You know what I mean? This is cool. It's crazy. Yeah, so I'm gonna be paying attention. I pay attention to space stuff. You should know that about me. So I'm very interested in this kind of stuff. It's very cool to see more and more of this alien, extraterrestrial, unidentified, whatever you want to call it, stuff coming to light. And this is very interesting. What was that spherical object? I just look at it and I'm just like, what? What is this thing? What is that? Just in case you missed it earlier, this is the object that is in question. It's a globe flying fast. They said 46 miles an hour to 158 miles an hour. And you see it flying along. Like you could see like the ocean's traveling along. And then it hits the water and they never found it. Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty crazy. I love it. Someone in chat just said Adam needs to do a Nikola Tesla deep dive. That was literally my first deep dive, Peter. Check it out. It's on my YouTube. You can go to playlist, check deep dives, and it was my first one, Nikola Tesla. Fantastic man. Definitely. Yeah, very cool, very cool. All right, so I'll be paying attention to that, of course, be reporting it whenever I can. Let's move on. Check this out. The FBI quietly releases Kurt Cobain files. And I'm like, what are the Kurt Cobain files? What is this? What's new? Wasn't it like 96 or something that he died? I actually am not really sure. Oh, okay. It was 94. I was 10. Insane. The FBI has released files forming part of an investigation into the death of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain. The musician was found dead on April 8, 1994. At the time, it was determined that Cobain had gone into the greenhouse of his large home and taken a massive dose of heroin, then shot himself with a shotgun. However, letters, emails, and faxes contained in the documents that were released last month urged the FBI to look into the suspicions that he was murdered. Interesting. The correspondence, which were sent between 1997 and 2006 by authors whose name have been redacted, were based on media reports and documentaries. Millions of fans around the world would like to see the inconsistencies surrounding the death cleared up once and for all, one email contained in the files read. The documents have been made available on the Bureau's Freedom of Information Library online, The Vault, which I actually have all of the letters. And I was looking through these, and it's pretty crazy how many different sources have been coming to them. And they, and well, we'll get, this basically sums it up pretty well. It is sad to think that an injustice of this nature can be allowed in the United States, the email continued. A fax sent to the FBI noted that a Los Angeles private investigator, Tom Grant, found a number of inconsistencies in the investigation. A letter, meanwhile, stated that Cobain had been killed. There has since been evidence found that he, meaning Cobain, was killed and didn't commit suicide, as originally thought, the letter read, referring to the original investigation. The police who took up the case were never very serious in investigating it as a murder, but from the beginning insisted on it being a suicide. This bothers me because his killer is still out there now because of the haste of the police department. In response, the FBI explained that the investigation was out of its jurisdiction. And this is basically their response to many, many, many of the letters, okay, per the vault over here that they've responded to many of these different letters with this. We appreciate your concern that Mr. Cobain may not or may have been a victim of a homicide, they wrote in a reply. However, most homicide/death investigations generally fall within the jurisdiction of state and local authorities. Based on the information you provided, we are unable to identify any violation of federal law within the investigation jurisdiction of the FBI. In the documents was also an enclosed letter from the U.S. Office of Congressional and Public Affairs, which was written in response to a letter sent to then-Attorney General Janet Reno, the UK's Independent noted. Your recent communication to Attorney General Janet Reno expressing your belief that Kurt Cobain was murdered has been referred to the FBI for reply, the Bureau wrote. Based on the limited information you provided, we were unable to justify any violation of federal law within the investigative jurisdiction of the FBI. We are, therefore, unable to take any investigative actions in this case. Since Cobain's death, there had been widespread speculation that he was murdered. In 2014, police launched a new investigation into his apparent suicide. Police spokeswoman Renee Witt said at the time that the review turned up nothing except some new uneventful photos. There was nothing earth-shattering in any of these images, Witt said. There's still a lot of interest in this case, she added. The detective went into the case files to refresh himself. The outcome of the case has not changed. What do you guys think? Comment and let me know. Tell me what you think. Do you think that he killed himself? And if not, what do you think happened? Do you think he was murdered? Do you think Courtney Love did it? Do you think he was taken out by some shadow organization? Do you think maybe it's true? Maybe he did want to end his life. Maybe the suicide note that he left was his. And, you know, it's... maybe he did vote in the election, 2020 election. Someone in chat just said, As a joke, YouTube, as just a joke. My goodness. It's crazy that I have to even say that. Well, there's an overwhelming nope. He was murdered. Yeah, it's suspicious. I agree. Someone said he's not even dead. Interesting. That's a take I didn't even think about. Well, I was surprised to even see this investigation. I'm surprised. I'm like, wow, I thought this was over, you know, and done with. But the fact that there's still people fighting for this because, I mean, a private investigator did his own research and found many inconsistencies. All right, It's pretty suspect. All right, so check this out. Let's move on. Don't worry, I'll definitely be keeping up with that. Check this out. German study shows added CO2 has led to 14% more vegetation over the past 100 years. That's right. The earth is becoming more vegetated. And as I say it, I realize how true that statement is as far as vegetation and human population. It's kind of sad, actually. But check this out. Yeah, almost everyone in even just a fraction of science education knows CO2 is fertilizer to vegetation, and that the added 100 or so ppm in our atmosphere over the past decades have been beneficial to plant growth and thus led to more greening of the continents. Yet some alarmists still sniff at this fact or deny it. It's more than 7% more trees also. In the 34th climate video, Die Kalt Sonne here reports on a recent German study by Murbach et al. That looks at the question of just how beneficial the added CO2 has been to plant growth globally. This author's findings, over the past 100 years, there's been an increased global vegetation growth. The global vegetation cover increased approximately 11 to 14%, of which 70% can be attributed to the increase of CO2 in the atmosphere. Huh, reports the findings there. Another report, since 1982, the inventory of trees has increased more than 7%. Crop yields will rise by 15% by 2050. The news gets even better. The scientists show food production is expected to surge due to the increased amounts of CO2. Were you expecting this? I wasn't expecting this when I was reading this. As the diagram shows above, crops such as soybeans, wheat, rice, and corn will surge as CO2 concentrations rise to 550 ppm in 2050, thus lending a huge hand in feeding the planet's growing populations, which could reach 10 billion by mid-century. I'm pretty sure we're going to reach 10 billion before the mid-century. I think so. Another example cited is Germany from 1990 to 2015. In Germany, crop yields for wheat, barley, corn, and potatoes rose more than 30%, which the researchers attribute in part to the higher CO2 concentrations. The authors hope that the CO2-related crop yield increase will secure the food and feedstuffs production and contribute to feeding the world's growing population. The study appeared in the Journal of Land Management, Food and Environment at the end of 2020. I mean, what do you guys think? Is this actually going to make a big difference? I have someone just posted this in my locals, and I appreciate this because it's very interesting. It's not just fuel. $7 corn is sending meat prices soaring. The price of corn is soaring? Wait, but they just said that it's surging because of CO2, and now wait, it's affecting the price of meat? Wait, what's going on here? Two of the biggest global meat suppliers, JBS and Tyson, announced this week that consumer prices would rise due to soaring grain costs and unfavorable market conditions. The consumer price index shows meat prices up 2% already in April, which are expected to increase as a rise plays out across the meat industry. We have a sharp increase in costs. This is JBS ASA CEO Gilberto Tomazzoni said on Thursday, grain costs are a structural condition that will stay here for a while. We will adapt our pricing and work on efficiencies to mitigate this cost increase. And of course, they're targeting corn. It's kind of interesting because, you know, it's this whole thing with, is corn going up in price, or is, will it boom? Or, you know, it's almost, you know what it reminds me of? Seeing the news say eggs are bad for diabetes and eggs help you prevent diabetes. Like the same news, like 4 months, 6 months apart, whatever. And it's like they're changing their minds back and forth. You're reading different things. You know, they're trying to push eating bugs down our throats. I'm not joking. This is from Bloomberg. The EU approved sale of mealworm for human consumption. I did an article about the crickets, the cicadas that are coming out this year, the 17-year cicadas. I haven't seen them yet. I'm actually kind of shocked because it's really starting to warm up and the forest around me is really green, and I would have expected to see cicadas popping out, and I haven't seen them yet, but they were talking about how you can eat them. You should cook them. You should fry them. You can batter them. You can cover them in chocolate, like all sorts of different ways, but they're pushing insects. It, you know, so what I'm noticing is the world is changing, right? The globe is changing. So one thing that I've seen now is this whole push that we're ruining the oxygen on this planet. Then I found this. Earth's oxygen-rich atmosphere will last only another billion years. Only another billion years. So fear-monger away, everybody, because we got another billion years of oxygen? Wait, hold on. Let's get into this. Life is thriving on planet Earth thanks to oxygen. Oh, cool. Oxygen is a highly reactive element. It can form compounds with nearly every other element on the periodic table, releasing energy in the process. In a process known as cellular respiration, organisms use oxygen to oxidize substrates, for example, sugars and fats, and generate energy. The Earth formed approximately 4.6 billion years ago. Intense volcanic activity released gases that formed a toxic atmosphere, likely a mixture of carbon dioxide, methane, ammonia, and water vapor. Traces found in ancient rocks suggested that the 2.7 billion to 2.8 billion years ago, for the first time, oxygen released into Earth's atmosphere, forming new minerals like iron oxide. Scientists think that early photosynthetic microorganisms able to use sunlight to chemically break down carbon dioxide molecules into carbon and oxygen caused the amount of carbon dioxide to decrease and oxygen to increase. But only around 4.5 billion to 1.5 billion years ago, oxygen was becoming a significant compound of Earth's atmosphere. Today, Earth's atmosphere contains 78% nitrogen and roughly 21% oxygen. Scientists all agree that life cannot go on forever on planet Earth. As the aging sun grows hotter, oceans on Earth will evaporate and the atmosphere will escape into space. Eventually, the sun will run out of energy and destroy itself together with the inner planets, including Earth. Wait a minute. They're saying the sun's getting hotter and maybe that's causing a rise of temperatures? I don't know. Maybe, this is Forbes. I'm just reading Forbes, right? A pair of researchers in Toho University and NASA's Nexus for Exoplanet System Science has found evidence, via simulation, that Earth will lose its oxygen-rich atmosphere in approximately 1 billion years. Their paper, published in the journal Nature Geoscience, Kazumi Ozaki and Christopher Reinhard describe the factors that went into their simulation and what it showed. Well, it's quite long, and I think we get the point. We got a billion years of oxygen left. Okay? Earth is heating up. It's going to create more CO2, which the plants love and thrive, which break down and release oxygen, trees, algae. Well, the ocean is a huge part of how we have oxygen, isn't it? And people are saying the sun is racist. Oh, you guys are hilarious. I mean, When do we send out an SOS beacon into space? Save us! We only have a billion more years. Oh no! More plants are growing because of the increase of CO2. Oh my gosh, what to believe in anymore, right? I don't know. What does SOS even stand for? Do you know? I didn't know. I do now because I've read this article I'm about to show you guys. What does SOS stand for? You'll be shocked to know it stands for nothing. There's literally nothing that it stands for. They created it only because the Morse code emergency that they put together for SOS spells out SOS in Morse code. That's it. I'm serious. It doesn't stand for anything. A lot of people think that the distress signal is an abbreviation for Save Our Souls or Save Our Ship, but in reality, Save Our Souls and Save Our Ship are backronyms, and the letters don't actually stand for anything. Well, there you go. There you have it. No. I'll let you know. In fact, the signal isn't even really supposed to be three individual letters. It's just a continuous Morse code string of three dots, three dashes, and three dots all run together with no spaces or full stops. And then it shows basically the Morse code of it. Since three dots form the letter S, three dashes form an O, in international Morse code, though the signal came to be called an SOS for the sake of convenience, that connection has led to the letters coming into their own as a visual distress signal divorced from Morse code, and those in need of rescue sometimes spell them out on the ground to be seen from above. Like on a beach, put a bunch of logs together, SOS, pretty obvious, people are going to be like, someone needs saving. You can also break down the string into IJS, SMB, and VTB if you wanted to. So the logic behind it. So why use that specific string of dots and dashes if there's no meaning to it? Because it's the best way to get the job done. I like that. Meritocracy. When wireless radio telegraph machines first made their way onto ships around the turn of the 20th century, seamen who in danger needed a way to attract attention, signal distress, and ask for help. A unique signal that would transmit clearly and quickly and wouldn't be confused for other communications. At first, different organizations and countries had their own in-house distress signals. The U.S. Navy used NC, which was the Maritime Flag Distress signal for distress from the International Code of Signals. The Marconi Company, which leased its equipment and telegraph operators to various ships, used CQD, the German regulations for the control of spark telegraphy, in 1905 mandated that all German operators use, then they show the SOS sign there. Having these multiple distress signals was confusing and potentially dangerous. It meant that a ship in distress in foreign waters had a language barrier to overcome with would-be rescuers, even using the international Morse code. Because of this and other issues, various countries decided to get together and discuss the idea of laying down some international regulations for radio telegraph communications. In 1906, the International Wireless Telegraph Convention convened in Berlin, and delegates attempted to establish an international standard to distress call. Marconi's dash dot dash dot dash dash dot dash dash dot dot, and this is literally what it is here, dot 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 dash dot dot dash dot dot dash dot dot, and SSSDDD, I had to do it, which Italy had proposed at a previous conference were deemed too cumbersome, you think? Germany's dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, though, could be sent quickly and easily and was hard to misinterpret. It was chosen as the international distress signal for the nations who met at the conference and went into effect July 1st, 1908. The first recorded use of SOS as a distress signal was just over a year later, in August in 1909. The wireless operators on the SS Aerofo sent the signal when the ship was disabled by a broken propeller off the coast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Not everyone got on board with the new standard as quickly, though. The Marconi company was particularly reluctant to give up on CQD. The Marconi operators on board the Titanic initially just sent that signal after the ship struck an iceberg, until the other another operator suggested they try the new SOS signal too. Did you know that? The Titanic was like, no, we're not going to send an SOS. We're going to send a CQD because that's what we do. I wonder if they had initially sent out an SOS immediately, if they would have been rescued faster. Hmm? Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Anyway, I love finding some random stories in history like this. I'm going to try to include more and more as we go on The Kriegler Show. All right, I am going to go check to see if YouTube got rid of any Super Chats. I highly suspect that they did because they do it every single episode. How you guys doing? I hope you had a wonderful time chilling, learning about fun and interesting things today. Let's see. I'm interested to read the comments about Kurt Cobain and what people think about it. Okay, finding out. Here we go. Of course, it's Robert Wiles. My niece made a pirate song. It's in the local. I shared it in their wish. I could have gotten it. Oh, I wish I could have gotten it. Both of the songs. Be blessed. You have a blessed soul, Adam. And thanks again for all of chat. Be blessed. Thank you, Robert. And actually, I saw that right in the beginning, and I looked in locals, and I didn't see it. So I'm not sure if there was some sort of something that happened. But I didn't see your video. I did try to check it out. Sejong the Great says, I see a UFO every Monday through Friday, 1530 to 1600. Spin it, smash it, roll that D20 for a 12. All right, well, spin it. Got that down. You missed ding it. You missed ding it, though, Sejong. I like it. I will ding it anyway, though. Spin it. Ding it. Smash it. That's the like button, by the way. If you haven't smashed that like button yet, please do. Please smash the like button for The Kriegler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 to whenever I feel like finishing the show. All right, well, I will roll the... Where is my 20-sided? Here it is. Did you guys see this 100-sided die that I got? I love this thing. It's amazing. I'm not going to roll it on this show because it's insanity. But I do have, I do roll it on my Twitch channel. It's 100 bits to roll the die. And, but here we go. Unfortunately, Sejong, it is not a 12, but I did roll the die and I see all these numbers already rolling and I have to go back. Holy cow. Look at all these numbers coming in. Okay. No one's gotten it so far. Dinoside says, first super chat here. Thanks for morale boost. Hey, Dinoside. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's cool to know that, you know, I'm making a difference, and I appreciate that. Thank you for super chatting me. I really appreciate your support. Definitely. All right, no one's gotten it. I'm watching these numbers roll in. What's going on? Where's it going to be? D1000 when? Oh, my God. Does that even exist? Is there a D1000 die out there? There it is. We got Alan. Alan Cross, congratulations. It is 17. You won absolutely nothing. Congratulations. Don't spend it all in the same place. Atmore says, Elon is going to take Doge to buy Tesla. We'll see about that. I mean, he said he was going to do it with Bitcoin, and then he took that back. Mark G says, I better start wearing my O2 mask if there's a chance I won't be able to breathe in 1 billion years. I know, right? Should be able to do that. Jordan became a member. Thank you so much, Jordan. Welcome to the Adams family. You can now officially spin the UFO in chat. If you become a member, you actually have the ability to spin the UFO. You can smash the like button. I'm actually doing these emotes right now in chat. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Jordan. YZ250 Moto says, if we don't evolve in a billion years when the oxygen runs out, we deserve to die. I mean, and if we're still here in a billion years, I'll be amazed. Granted, I will be long gone because that's a billion years from now. What's our life expectancy like? 70 years or something? I don't know. Sejong says, Kurt Cobain's suicide is the least unlikely weird suicide. You want to see a deep dive worth examination? Check out the death of Rebecca. I don't know how to say that. Zahow? I don't know who that is. Who is that? I will check it out. Mark G says dash dot 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 dash dash dot dash dash. There's so much more. I'm gonna do it. I'm doing this. Dash dot dash dot dot dash dot 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 dash dash dot dot dash dot dot dash dot dot dash dot dash dot dash dot dash 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 dot dot dash dot 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 dash dot dot dot. I did it, Mark G. You made me do that, and I regret absolutely nothing. My goodness. What did I just say? Did I just say something totally, like, brutal? There's, like, Morse code people are out there like, Mark G just got him to say that. What does that even mean? I'm curious. That would be awesome if I said, like, smash the like button in Morse code. Don't do it again. I couldn't help myself, troll. I had to do it. The man behind the screen says dot 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 dash 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 dot dot dot. You know what it means? Yeah, SOS. We just went over that, right? Mark G says that looks like a whale falling with a pot petunia. What was I showing? I'm not sure, but okay. Wanderer, hey, what's good? We sailors are fond of our swear words, especially underway. I'm sure. Yeah, it's funny. They were very comfortable. They were very comfortable, to say the least. Talking Mud Crab says, my money has always been on these UFOs coming from an undiscovered underwater civilization. So much unknown about the ocean still. Right. I agree. There is a lot unknown. It's pretty cool. Itchy is Vegeta says, love the show. Finally get to watch live while on vacation. Usually watch the replays on lunch break or when editing vids for my YouTube channel. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Itchy. It's great to have you here. Oh my gosh, Mark G just informed me it was Morse code for buy Krigler coffee. I saw that, Mark G. Thank you very much. That is hilarious. Hilarious. Thank you so much. All right, let's see here. Where was I? Steve says, hello all, just wanted to say hi to this amazing audience. Oh, hi, Adam, as well. Don't worry, I don't blame you at all. The audience is fantastic. Shout out to chat. I'm talking about you. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. Mark G says, wait, no, that's no UFO. It's that Bigoteer frigate. That the Bigoteer frigate. No, no, don't give him that. Uh-uh. No, no, no. I'm not your buddy, guy. You want to believe, but what if it's an invasion? Okay, that would suck, right? So I want to believe and also want to believe it's not an invasion, right? I could do that, right? PG says it belongs to the U.S. government. We'll see. We'll see. Wes Moody Webcast says Courtney did it. Okay, so we got one for Courtney. Gone Fall, thank you for becoming a member. Woo-woo! Ding, 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 ding. Thank you very much for becoming a member. I appreciate that. Now, you can actually spam the actual UFO that I've got here. We've got Newport, the emote. You can actually use the emoji. I just put it in chat right now. You could check it out. It's great. And thank you very much. Someone Unseen says, just need to watch the documentary, Kurt and Courtney. Shows everything you need to know. I haven't seen that. Where can I watch that? I will check it out because I would like to see that. Mark G says, CO2. It's got what plants crave. Electrolytes. Wait, no. CO2. Sejong the Great says, algae bloom actually contribute to a large portion of our global plant growth. Not always good. It can lead to ocean die-offs. Still all true, though. That makes sense. That's true. Yeah. It's not always good. Yep. Sectus Gaming says water is programmable. Your energy projected at/in the water can change its structure. I want to know more about this because there's that study. I think it's like a Japanese scientist that did it that wrote words on the outside of water glasses and then photographed their structure. A lot of people say that it's BS. That it was just a hoax. I'm not really sure. It's really fun to believe. But I definitely think that your attitude, your general, I don't know, your state of mind, your belief system, you know, you really, there is some magic in what we believe. If we believe the world's going to end, then your world may end. But if you believe in the power of positivity and positive thinking, you know, you might, some magical things can happen. Let's see. Sejong said, did you manage to look into WikiLeaks and Project Umbridge? Many questions about the pipeline hack that needs to be answered and are not being answered. I haven't looked into it, but I will check it out after the show. All right, I got it down. I got it written down. Itchy says, more vegetation from added CO2? Wow, it's just like climate change skeptic Patrick Moore, Dr. Patrick Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace, predicted. Hashtag follow the science. Huh, would you look at that. Sectus Gaming says, here's an experiment y'all can try. Get and clean 3 mason jars. Cook rice. Divvy out the rice. Project 1, jar with love. Project 2, the second one with hate. And the third one with control. Leave them in a dark place for a few months. The love jar will have little to no mold. Now that seems like something that I can do. I think I should do that. Nay, I will do this. Thank you, Sectus. I'm going to do this. And I believe you're the one who sent me this this dye pack, right? I love it. Look, I got a 50-sided dye, 100-sided dye. I got a 60-sided dye. This thing's really cool. Look at this. Look at that. There's something really magical about this one. It almost looks like some sort of atom blown up, right? Not like atom. So you can say it's Adam's atom. Get it? All right. Anyway, I'm having fun over here. Thank you, dude. I really like him. Mark G says, save our souls. No, it doesn't. Uh-uh. Nope. It doesn't mean that. Someone Unseen says, watch Randall Carlson about climate change. He presents historical data that shows what the alarmists are flapping about is nothing compared to climate changes of the past during human existence. I know. I actually, I've done a few segments on this and looked at the past climate changes and what we are experiencing isn't actually that far-fetched from normal activity on Earth. Tom N. said, gas prices go up, more corn is allocated for biodiesel and less for feed and corn syrup, causes higher prices for the entire supply chain, from candy bars / soda to meat that uses corn to pet food. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually, biofuel. Yep, I get that. I like it. I just saw someone in chat that says UK wants Krigler coffee. I am working on international coffee. I really want to make it happen. For my international audience out there that is interested in getting Krigler coffee, first off, thank you very much. And I'm working on it for you. Let's see. R2C3PO says, if I remember right, plants grow best at 2,000 to 3,000 ppm of CO2. Current atmospheric concentrations are below 600. Ah, the Black Blade says, play me Subway if you haven't. Honored to be a part of your audience, sir. Well, thank you, Black Blade. It's an honor to have you be a part of my audience. Thank you for that. And I'll play that song. Mark G says, send our Skitcher. I haven't skitched in a while, but it is certainly a lot of fun. Sejong says, no, Adam. In the military, SOS means S-H-I-T on a shingle. It's gravy, ham, etc. over a slice of bread. It's all ugly, choleric, and nasty. Bring SOS. Oh, I see. Okay. Cool. I didn't know that. Thank you. Mark G says, it's not a show if Robert's SC isn't deleted. That's pretty funny, right? I know. Robert Wiles, it's almost like tradition now that it just gets removed for some reason. It's pretty insane. The man behind the screen says, spin it, ding it, smash it, roll it. Show me an 8 while you're at it. And then jam it. Ooh, you know, jam it's new. I like that. Okay, it's not an 8, but the dice has been rolled. You guys know the deal. But I will spin it. I will ding it. You guys have to smash it. That's not up to me. That's on you guys to smash the like button. You got to smash it. And also subscribe to it. If you're not subscribed, please do subscribe. It really does help me out. Sejong the Great says, Elon crashed Bitcoin to pump Doge. I promise you he will be taking Doge soon. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me. Jonathan Duger says, hate to be that guy, but it's pronounced hater us. Coastal NC is historically relevant for basically everything. Hatteras? What was I saying? I'm sorry, Jonathan. I must have missed it. Okay, I got all these numbers in. I wasn't even paying attention. Hopefully, no one's gotten it so far. Holy cow, all these numbers. Thank you all so much for participating in the dice game. You guys love it. I love it. I'm waiting. No one's gotten it. At least I don't think anyone's gotten it. 1 through 20, guys. 1 through 20. No, I didn't roll the 100-sided die. I mean, technically I could, but no, I rolled... There it is. All right, let me just check if no one else has guessed it. Nope. Royalty Sports. Congratulations. It's 10. You were the first person to guess 10. That's the number. That's the winner. You got it. Let's see here. Where we go? Kyle says, Alex Jones was right about CO2. Got to listen to him. He was right about a lot of things. Eric Davis, I remember when he died. I was 16. I always felt like it was suspect. Also, SOS means slop on shingle, old school military meal. Hamburger gravy on toast, one of my favorites. Oh, love the show. Thank you, Eric. And that's funny because someone just said it was actually one of the worst. Ugly, choleric, and tasty. Oh, okay, you said tasty. All right, so obviously it was something delicious. Sounds good. Hamburger gravy on toast, easy, simple. Julianne says, things are magic / supernatural. No way all the intricate details of nature, but more so the complexity of the human body and mind. God created it. You know, there is something magical. I mean, I rolled this 100-sided die yesterday, and the first roll, not only did someone guess it, but it was 42. The answer of life. It was pretty amazing. Julianne says, no pressure, not trying to push religion. You know Bryson Gray. He can answer or teach far better than me. Yeah, Bryson's fantastic. And, you know, he doesn't try to push it. He just loves it and talks about it openly. It's like there's a big difference. Sejong the Great says, death of Rebecca Zahau Nelepa was the most suspect suicide ever. Found hanging from a balcony of a mansion of her boyfriend's house, hands, feet, gagged. Boyfriend was rich AF, may have paid off police. Oh, that's terrible. My goodness. The man behind the screen says, missed this since a customer came in. I don't know much about Kurt's death. Suicide by shotgun's hard, but doable. Dead Mayhem's first frontman did exactly that. Still lots of suspect details about Kurt's, though. Interesting. Yeah, it is suspect, right? And it's weird that they finally just, you know, released the fact that, well, we have no jurisdiction about it, you know. Metastep says, I did an entire Google Slides presentation busting the science consensus myth for a college course. Let me know if I should send. Busting the science consensus myth. Yeah. Go to adamkrigler.locals.com. Come over and join me. I try to check that out every day and just see what people are, you know, you get a hold of me a little more directly over there instead of on Twitter or even here. So it's a little more easier to get a hold of me. Yeah. Let's see. Atmore says, please roll the die. Looking for a 69. All right. You are always asking. All right. I'm only going to do this. We're not playing the dice game with this. But if I roll a 69, I'm going to freak out. Wow. It rolls forever. Wow. I rolled a 68. I rolled a 68. That's crazy. It was so close. Jeez. It's like it's taunting me right now. My goodness. Man of Culture says, hey, Adam, if you're interested in research done on water, look up Gerald Pollack, Fourth State of Water. The water in this state forms hexagonal lattices. Cool. That sounds awesome. I am interested. I will check that out. Mr. Squiggles says, that wasn't a UFO. Mr. Squiggles. He said, that was Lydia trying to parallel park. Sectus Gaming says, as a fellow nerd and fan of geometry, I'm glad you like the dice. They glow in the dark, I think. God bless and namaste. Do they really glow in the dark? Hold on.
They glow in the dark. I didn't even know. Oh, I love these things. Thank you so much. Yeah, very cool. I had no idea they glow in the dark. That makes it even better. Very, very cool. Mazo says, thanks for tuning in to the Mazo Show. Make sure you buy your Krigler coffee. It's the Krigliest. Thank you, Mazo. Ken, thank you for that super sticker of the big, huge thumbs up. I appreciate that a lot. And with that, that ends our super chats. Oh, hold on. Atmore says, you should roll the 100-sided die in a bowl. Yeah, but that's not fun. That's not fun. It's kind of fun watching it roll around and just waiting for it to come to an end. Julianne says, have you watched The Fall of the Cabal, Janet Osbard? No, I don't know what that is. The man behind the screen says, ask for 69, get 68. The dice is giving us blue balls. Yeah, I know. It's hilarious. It's like, no. I'm not going to give you exactly what you want. I'm just going to tease the shit out of you. Excuse me. Excuse my language. All right, with that, I'm going to play some musica. All right, so I'm going to play the Subway song to start it out. Just because someone asked for it, the Black Blade, I believe. And I'm going to be watching you guys and trying to pay attention. I don't actually have any whiskey right now, which is kind of a bummer. But you know what I do have? I have a $2,500 bottle of Pappy behind me. So I'm gonna pour some of it. You know, it's not the same when you don't buy it yourself. It feels a little different. Of course, was a gift from the one and only Tim Pool. So I'm pretty sure because this was $2,500, each glass is going to be like drinking over $100. Goodness sakes! All right, I feel like I'm flexing. I'm not trying to. I'm just excited about this whiskey. Okay, just a little bit. I want to save this stuff for a long time. Just got to wet the whistle. You know what I'm saying? Cheers, everybody, for Friday. You guys, thank you all for hanging out. I really appreciate each and every single one of you. You guys, let me just, before I get into it, I'm spinning the UFO for each and every one of you. Julianne says, Melancholy Hellhound, please. All right, I can do that. Sejong says, that wasn't a UFO. It was Epstein in a dreidel escaping his 145th suicide. No whiskey. What is wrong with you? Yeah, I haven't, I just haven't gone to the store. I haven't really been drinking much. You know, it's just kind of, I don't know. Maybe I've been busy in life, you know. When things get appended, you're kind of focused on other things. God, that's so good. Shanjak says, a friend of 17 years with whom I went to countless parties shared a keen interest in UFOs until recently. He's now a skeptic, and he's raging TDS. And has raging TDS. I think the commonality is basic research skills. Basic. I know. What happened to that? Do a little bit of research. Look, I'm not saying that was a UFO, but what the heck was it then? Huh? What could it be? What could it be if not a UFO? It's incredible. All right. Cheers, everybody. Happy weekend. Happy Friday. I hope you're having a wonderful week. Or I hope you've had a wonderful week and enjoy your amazing weekend. Wow. That is just... Wow. It's something else. All right. First and foremost, I got to play... I got to bring it down to drop D. Thank you. was that. So that song is basically just me on the subway in New York City. That's what that really means. It's pretty great. Oh, we got some more super chats. Thank you so much. Xylox Dragon said, good vibes, good tunes, good chat. Dragon, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much. Atmore says, can I send you some Texas Cherry Moonshine? So good. I would love to say yes, but I am cutting off my P.O. box. Unfortunately, I have taken the P.O. box off my website. I don't want to risk it anymore. I will no longer be having a P.O. box for now. I'll try to figure out something soonish. Carnell says, hey, Adam, when was the last time you bombed a hill? Are there any hills to bomb where you live? I ask because it would be dope skate content / video or vlog idea. I think the chat would agree. Yeah, there is. We literally live on a hill right outside that I could bomb, but it's been a while, and I don't have a vlog myself. But maybe I should make my own skate video. Maybe one day I'll, make my own vlog. Yeah, so we'll see. How you doing, Carnell? Thanks for tuning in, man. Thanks for that super chat. How you guys doing? Yeah, golf. I already did the UFO segment. That was the first thing that I talked about. It was pretty awesome. Any duets with Nisha? I would love that. I don't know. She's busy right now, but maybe if she shows up in a little while, she knows I'm jamming. Julianne says, music collab, you, Bryson, and Nisha. That would be dope. Ethan, I don't remember how to play. Man, I don't remember how to play My Sexy Little Piece of Mind. I will focus on it. I honestly don't even remember how to play this song. I have to go back to my other YouTube page, my old YouTube page, and watch myself play that song because I forgot how to play it. But I will do it. You're not the first person to ask me. But Bangarang, thank you very much. What was I supposed to play? Melancholy Hell. I'll play Melancholy Hell on later. I gotta let this coat the throat a little bit. Melancholy Hellhound, The Forge, some of those songs are a little more, I don't know, powerful. I have to, I kind of scream out a little bit. Cheers, everybody. What else should I play? What do you guys want to hear? Walk With You. Hey, I haven't played that one in a little while.
Took a walk tonight with my love, and all the cats are in the streets. Like us, they're trying to find a way home. Yeah, face life and land up on their feet. I'm talking about them little things, little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside, like sunshine and rain, a fresh coffee to start my day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. Sun sets along the colonnade. Well, all good dogs and bad are on their way. Like us, they're trying to find a peace of mind. Yeah, I'll face life and its insanity. I'm talking about them little things, little things that make you sing and feel alright, a natural high inside, like a sunshine and rain, some prickly coffee to start your day with. I'm just mad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long. From the start, a connection from the start. I've been walking it so long. Now I'm walking with you. Bop do bam, bop do bop do bam, bop do bam, bop 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 do bam, bop do bam, bop bop do bam, bop do bam, bop 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 bam. I've been walking it so long.
What did I say? What did I say? You guys are hilarious. Woo! That was fun. Anyway, I'm having a good time. Having a good time. How you guys doing? I've been walking so long. Now I'm walking with you. Talkin says, currently driving across country for work. Missed my wedding anniversary this weekend. My wife is bummed, but understands. Am I a jerk? Thanks for the tunes. No, I mean, You're working, man. I get it. You're a working man, dude. That's how we do it. You're working. She's bummed but understands. Doesn't sound like you're the jerk to me. Doesn't mean she is. No one is. Just doing it, getting it done. I saw Patrice ask for Freely. Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's the magic. Don't forget it, it'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight, when it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and
sorry, Rhonda. Hey, my bad.
Smokes, that's your favorite song. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's amazing. It is getting warm in here. Holy cow. Take this freaking hoodie off. I love this new shirt. Shoot further. As far as the stars, this is a shout out to Hangover Gang, who had a new song out today. If you haven't heard it, you should check it out. It's pretty great. It's basically paying homage to Eminem. This is called The Forge.
You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the forge. Blessing or a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the forge.
To the forge. Oh man, sometimes I lose myself in that one. Dad's in chat just said reminiscent of 11 a.m. by Incubus. I love that song, and I can actually sing that whole entire song. 11 a.m. The garbage must be as it packs up as I start my day thinking about what I've thrown away. Although that was the beginning of the song, 7 a.m. But anyway, great song. I love that. Thank you so much for that comparison. Incredible. I absolutely love Incubus a lot. They are a huge influence of mine. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. My goodness. Ivy Ribbonum says, are you looking for a fart percussionist for your band? I also play in the gasophone. I could add some straight thunder to the forge. I'd be ripping them. You're the best, man. You're great. Thank you so much, man. Lady Feline says, hey, Adam, any chance a Krigler coffee sampler set could become a thing? I want to gift some to my mom and sister, but can't decide what they would like best. They're huge coffee lovers. Also, hashtag jam night.
Wow, that's a good idea. You're not the first person to ask me, or maybe you've asked me before. I would think about that, actually. Yeah, I would think about that. I didn't do a cover, Smith. I didn't do a cover. I just sang a little tiny bit of that song because it's such a good song, you know? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Let's see. Zarim says, "You're the best, Adam. When are you collabing with Nick Cricade again? I would love to." He said, "Definitely join. Let me know when I want to join him." There's a potential that I might be joining Jeremy on the quartering next week, which would be really fun. Sectus Gaming says, "These positive vibrations are making this traffic I'm stuck in not so bad." Awesome, Sectus. You know how I do. I try to do what I can. Incubus says, "We love you, Adam. We always have patterned our music after how you play." Aw, thank you, Incubus. That is a very much of an honor. In fact, I did meet you one day in Soho in New York. I was working at a restaurant, and your tour bus showed up outside of my restaurant, and I got to walk out and meet the band. Of course, everyone but Brandon Boyd, which I was a little saddened about because he is an absolute inspiration for me. And yeah, maybe one day I'll meet Brandon. He's fantastic.
Well, I don't want your money, I just want some wine. Yeah, give me some of your honey, I promise I'll take my time. Oh, welcome to the heartache, it always feels the same. Yeah, I find myself growing senseless to the pain. Yeah, you can stretch and stretch and crawl till figure it out, but in the end, it's just me. Oh, yeah, I don't want your pity, and I don't want your lies. Yeah, life gets shitty. Welcome to the heartache, try not to lose your way. Yeah, like trudging through the muddy waters, oh, without faith. Yeah, you can scratch and crawl till figure it out, but in the end it's just me. Figure it out. In the end, it's just me.
Hey, woo! When'd you get in the room?
Snow?
You just snuck in here.
Yeah.
You know, people have been asking about you.
I was playing a shaker.
I didn't even notice that shaker, no. Guess who just arrived into the studio? That's right. It is the one and only Nishra.
Are we about to do some jams?
What's up, guys?
We play some Find Yourself?
Sure.
You know how much people want to hear Find Yourself with you? They don't even want to hear me play it anymore. They're like, oh, no Nisha? Am I right, though?
That's sweet.
You guys know who it is. Find Yourself with Nisha. Yep, people are freaking out in chat right now. Yes, that's right. We're about to play Find Yourself. I need a little bit more whiskey. It's so good, this stuff. I just feel like...
You're drinking the puppy?
I'm drinking the... I don't really have anything else, though. And by I don't really, I mean I don't. I only have that one bottle that Josh got me, and I'm not going to open that. Because it's, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense. Should I turn on one of those?
It takes a lot to do it. That one's not even on, so I can't even show you. All right, this is called Find Yourself, featuring Captain Pleione.
These on? Yeah.
Can you hear it? Okay. This is called Find Yourself.
All the saints are calling all the masses. They want your soul. Go pay all their taxes. Don't fear your belief of what you are inside. Hold it dear, it's the truth that they're trying to hide. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. And find yourself. No one else will find yourself. No one else will. Hey, can I get just a little taste? A salivatic little getaway? Or are you on your knees swallowing the answers? Authority, see, they don't take chances. Are we blind? It's a crime that we can't ignore. I think it's time we show them that we'll take no more. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. Find yourself.
Find yourself.
Cause no one else will find yourself.
Find yourself.
Cause no one else will. We must unequivocally disobey. Help me, Horus, let me seize the day. With the Guy Fawkes mask, true determination. Anonymous bliss, who controls the nation? Are we blind? It's a crime that we can't ignore. I think it's time we show them that we'll take no more. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. And find yourself.
Find yourself.
Cause no one else will find yourself.
Find yourself.
Cause no one else will find yourself.
Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching.
Mean. Cheers. Thanks for coming in. That song is definitely not the same without you.
Thanks.
Like, night and day. Am I right, chat?
It's so fun to see.
Am I right, chat? Yeah. Oof.
Oh, Almanac says, Adam, you definitely need your wife, Anya, with the album when you ever get around to it, my man. You don't think I know that? Trust me, I know. This girl right here, impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Chucks.
Blackbeard says, this song makes me gender fluid. Sejong says, might as well start over. Let's get Hello and Walkin'. Well, I already did Walkin' with you. I haven't done Hello. What do you have a good part for? She's Just. We could do that.
Okay.
You want to do She's Just?
Yeah, anything.
What time we got?
Plenty.
Oh, we got time. Okay, this is Full Room, Please. Unfortunately, I don't have any of the other cameras set up. Hold on, I can
turn your camera on. Wait.
I can give you the Nisha cam. Boom.
Wait, why can't I turn that one on?
It's not plugged in right now. So it requires a little bit more. But there she is. There's the wonderful Nisha. She's fantastic. Oh, it says Andreas. She's not Andreas. Actually, I have a quick fix here. Boom, boom.
Is that zoomed in?
Zoom in
cam?
No.
It looks zoomed in.
This is the zoom in cam.
Oh, no.
Boom. Zoom, zoom.
What's up, guys?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! It's not zoomed enough. Anyway. I don't have the room shot right now. I'm sorry, guys. Julianne says, Nisha freaking made my day just now.
Aw, that's so nice.
Thank you, Julianne. Right on. I appreciate that. Ooh, Carnell says, hey, Adam, when is the Krigler EP going to drop? We here in chat have been waiting too long for it. You can't deny us the sweet jams you and Nisha would lay down for the album. He's right. He's right, you know. And she gave me the look right back because she's right. It's absolutely 100% on me.
I'm ready. Got the mic.
She
got everything we need.
It's on me, guys. I'll be honest. It's on me. I spend my day reading the news, and prepping for my show. And then I get done with my show and I make food and we chill. And then I have my other show on Twitch where I game. I could probably spend less time gaming. But it's just so fun.
I get it now. I played Sea of Thieves one time.
Huh?
And it's just like, wow, I could just spend all my time in here.
There it is.
Yeah.
Right there. I'm excited about my new Krigler coffee bottle. I won that bottle.
Ooh.
So I got a new Krigler coffee bottle on eBay. It has the full label. It's the first time I've ever seen it. I'm very, very excited about it. Man behind the screen says, you two and chat make the end of this week a treat. Thank you, Oz. Oh, always down for She's Just in a glorious duet. Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is called She's Just. Absolutely the best iteration of Find Yourself, that simple note just said. Thank you so much. I know. It doesn't have any luster anymore when I sing it by myself. You ruined the song.
Yes. That's what I was going for.
You made it too good with you that I can't even do it without you now.
Irreplaceable.
No joke. I don't sing that song without you now. It's just not the same. Okay. This is called She's Just featuring Captain Pleione. Okay, let's do this. I can't do it with a pick. I don't know what I was thinking. It's a finger picking song. It's just gone too far, she said, as she took another drink at the bar. Ooh. And to tell you what the truth is, I just never knew when to stop. Never knew when to stop. She was sitting in the corner, trying to pick up her pride. They didn't disown her. Oh, but she wished that they had tried. Been gone 3 summers, made all the difference in the world. At least 10 years older in her mind, but that's alright. Moved to California, out to live that Western dream, but her Eastern persona wouldn't ever, ever let her be. She always in a missing home. She always in a missing home. missing home. So many before her, she's just another face in the crowd. It's becoming clearer to her, but she's not ready right now. She's not ready to go. Intentions grew bolder, impatience picked up steam. Too many people told her you have to stay and take what's in your reach. I won't just stand here watching all my plans fall through. As I've discovered, it's all about the time I use. Moved to California, out to live that western dream, but her eastern resemblance wouldn't ever, ever let her be. Cause she always ended up missing home. She always ended up missing home. Missing home. Too far, she said, as she took another drink at the bar. To tell you what the truth is, I just never knew when to stop. Nice.
That was good. Oh, she's magic, isn't she? Oh, my goodness.
And so are you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Guys, that was my Friday night jam. Thank you guys for hanging out and tuning in. Thank you, Nisha, for joining me. It's
my pleasure.
It's just not the same without you. Mm-hmm. I would love to have you join me whenever you want. You can always feel free to drop in anytime you want and just join me, even on a regular show.
Yeah.
Feel free to do so.
Thanks.
So, yeah, of course. And thank you all. I hope all of you have a wonderful weekend and get out there and enjoy life because you're living it. If you're watching me right now, that proves me right that you are, in fact, alive. Uh-huh. Let's see. Richard says, ahoy, it's the captain and the Commodore together.
Ahoy.
The best monk, this is my personal account, also first super chat ever. Wow, monk, thank you so much. All right, I see you over in Twitch all the time. Your first super chat ever. That is amazing. Thank you so much. That's very cool. Talking Mud Crab says, you should write a song about 17 year cicadas. Maybe. I don't know. I don't really feel that much of a connection to them.
I might do it. That's a good idea.
There you go. Run with it. Take it and run. She's going to actually go ahead and do a song about the 17-year-old cicadas. 17 year cicadas. I've
been sleeping for a long time.
Hey, that's my words. And my, or not my words, my song.
Wait, what song?
I've been sitting here a long time.
Oh, that's right.
You just sang it to that beat too. Ha ha. She tried to commandeer one of my songs there. Like a true pirate captain.
In my subconscious.
Yeah. Montana Horseman says, I had a good day, but you two singing together made it a great day. Thank you, Nish and Adam. Montana Horseman, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
your ever presentness being here and supporting me. Thank you so much. Everybody, I really hope you guys get out there and have a great weekend.
Have a wonderful time.
Have a wonderful time. Thanks, guys. I'll be, of course, back on Monday here on The Krigler Show. And you can also check me on Twitch, which I go live around 10 p.m. Monday through Friday on twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. I just play games with some homies. It's really fun. So, and sometimes I actually play music. I've been picking up the guitar sometimes. Ooh. And just kind of dabbling a little bit in when I'm waiting. I just kind of to chill. Oh, Sejong, we said, I never get enough of this. Need more than one jam night. Reminds me of going down to 6th and Austin on a Friday. Good times. You know, I have thought about that. I may or may not introduce some jams sporadically, but I think I just carried the Friday night jam thing from that show I used to be on. You know what I mean? So, cool. Well, I'll see you guys all next week or later tonight on my Twitch channel. Have a great night. Thank you all for tuning in. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.